6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have you ever had your kid come home from school and tell you something that other kids said to your kid that made you have very violent, aggressive thoughts towards a child or a teenager? Well, if that's the case, this episode is definitely for you. Dads, moms out there, nothing's going to piss you off and make you more upset than someone teasing and mocking your kid, especially when it's your daughter and it has to do with her body type. Well, for this episode, we dive into a dad struggling with just this issue. So find out how you can help your daughters not just deal with bullies and people talking trash to them, but also how they can give them a little bit of their own medicine and walk away definitely being more confident than the person that tried to make fun of them was.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today, we got a question from a parent, not just any parent, a dad that's protective of his daughter and worried about her self-worth and self-esteem. So let's just jump right into it. So dad asks, he goes, my daughter is getting teased and made fun of about her weight. It's really affecting her self-worth and self-esteem. She has gotten less social, keeps to herself, and doesn't want to talk about it. And me and my wife don't know what to do. Any help would be appreciated. So first off, thank you to the dad who gave me this question. And before I get into any like what to do or something like that, let me just tell you, like, this sucks for your daughter. I'll admit, when I was a kid, let me just do this. So I just got done teaching my high school class today. And at the end of each quarter, we, as our final, we do a social final. And so what that means is I put everybody in a big, gigantic circle, and they do this thing called Don't Hate, Congratulate, where basically they're going around and they're giving props and a shout out, something like some sort of compliment to a family member, a friend, or someone in their life. Then they give themselves a compliment for something that they've been working on and trying to get better at, even if they're not perfect. And then third, they give other kids compliments inside the class. Well, when this was happening, the kids all noticed that it was a very, very different experience than when they would normally have around a bunch of other teenagers. And so what had happened was, after we get done talking, I asked them, the kids, what were some of the things they liked about this class, and more importantly, like this specific final. And they all were talking about, like, they thought it was very interesting that some of the kids in the class that when they first started the class, and they were very honest and candid. So just to let you guys know, this is after these kids have known each other for months. They, in my class, they we play games, we do social activities. So they're really getting to vibe and connect with each other. Well, they'd all said that when the class first started, there were some kids in our class that looked different. Some of them looked different because of their body image, like their size and just the way they looked. And then others were, they dressed differently, not typical type styles that teenagers would have. Their behaviors and the way they act in class were kind of boisterous and kind of just out of pocket all the time. But what happened today in the final was the kids that were, I would say, were a little bit more the cool kids in class. Like at the beginning of class, they're looking at the kids who would seem like they're a little bit odd or different or look different. Those kids, by the end of the class, not only did they not think those kids were different anymore, they liked them because they were different. One of the kids in there, they didn't say it had anything to do about size or weight, but one of the kids in my class, he raised his hand. He goes, I just feel like everybody here has made me feel really comfortable. He goes, normally, I don't really talk. I don't really say much. He goes, cause I'm worried that I'm gonna get made fun of and teased. And he said, when he was younger, he used to get made fun and teased of his weight. He goes, I know I'm a bigger guy. I want to lose weight. I try to do different things, but I just can't do it. And one day someone made fun of me for being overweight when I was actually trying to diet and I just wasn't doing good. So that's why I stay quiet. Well, all the kids in the class, they were like, wait, when I knew you when you were younger, like in middle school and stuff, that's why you're quiet, because you were scared that we're going to make fun of you for being overweight. All those kids learned something that day in the class. They had no idea. Every single one of those kids, I said, all right, now raise your hand. Who here is going to go in your next class, judge someone because their weight, their size, the way they dress? Everybody's like, oh, no, 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 no. And they weren't just telling me what I wanted to hear. They were having an experience that most teenagers don't have. And that was an experience where they got to know each other. When you can relate, it kills the hate. So I just want to say to this dad and anyone out there that can relate to this or and that's listening to this, I just want to tell you that it sucks that your kid has to be made fun of. It doesn't have to, but it sucks that they're being made fun of. It sucks that they're being teased. It sucks that people are poking the things that they're most insecure about. Sucks. There's no way around it. There's nothing you as a parent can take that hurt and pain away from them. You can't just make a batch of cookies and it goes away. You can minimize it. You can help your kid. You can support them through it. But the way they're going to have to get through this is they're going to have some skills, some tools, and they're going to have to be honest with themselves and their situation. So I'm going to share you guys something really quickly. It's called, I almost took claim for it. So let me be very clear. From my mentor, my supervisor, Dr. Christensen, he taught me this one. And this is something that I've brought on as a social health tool, taught this to many clients. But the reason why this is so effective in a situation where you're getting made fun of and teased is when people are making fun of you and teasing you, it takes power away from you and it feels like they have the power position. So you're gonna have to do some things if you wanna get the power back. If you just allow that person to tease you, you never say anything, you never do anything, you feel pretty powerless. Well, if you get mad at them and get in their face, maybe it turns into a fist fight. Maybe you don't want to fight. Maybe you're not confrontational. You want to argue. So you feel like you don't really have any options. So this particular tool is very unique in the sense that you have to face whatever is happening. You can't ignore it. You can't deny it. You can't act like, well, they're just stupid kids and like, I don't care about what they think about me. No, there's going to have to be some real honesty for you to get through this one. In fact, it's called Face, Replace, Connect. Or I like to call it face, replace, take action. So in regards to your daughter being teased and made fun of, first thing you want to do, validate all of her feelings. Tell her, babe, I want to go down there and beat the crap out of those kids who are saying that to you. Just first and foremost, if you're a dad, you feel that way, tell your kid, as much as I want to do that, and I want to do that, I know that you're strong enough to handle this. So instead, I'm going to help you figure it out. Once you give your child, your teenager, whatever it is, that reassurance that you believe that they're capable and that they're not going to have to do it on their own, that is step number one. They just got to know that you understand what they're going through sucks and that you believe that they can get through it and you're also going to be of help to them. Then you're going to tell them how to actually do face, replace, connect. So the face is very easy. When someone tells you something negative about yourself, or when you're having negative thoughts about yourself inside your own mind, if you're not careful and you start entertaining those thoughts, you're gonna grab hold of that thought, you're gonna think about it, and you're gonna actually make a mistake of believing that that thought is true or it's reality, when it may just be someone's opinion and it may just be someone being mean to try to mess with you. So the face part is whatever they said to you, whatever you're saying to yourself, but in this situation, since someone's making fun of her, let's say someone says, look, those jeans don't fit her so well. Man, she would have worn, I bet you she's happy that the baggy style came back in style. Like, what if they said something cruel and mean like that? Well, when you go home, you're gonna be stuck with that inside your head. So facing it means, instead of just pretending like it didn't happen, you have to say these words and start out with these sentences. When I say start out with the sentence, I'm not joking. I've done this with hundreds of people, and the hard part is people have a hard time just starting what to say to get it going. So start off with the sentence. I want you to say, it's true. They do think, they believe, or if it's you like hurting yourself or being mean to yourself, like, it's true, I do feel this.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This way, I do believe this way. So after someone says something like that, you tell your daughter, say, listen, here's how you got to deal with it. You got to say, it's true. It does hurt my feelings that they said that. And if I'm being totally honest, like, I want to go cry. Like, I can't believe that they're being that mean to me. It makes me feel like crap. It makes me feel horrible about myself. And when I feel horrible about myself, I don't want to talk to other kids. I don't want to have friends. What happens is you have to get your daughter in this situation, or a son in a different situation, you have to get them to say, it's true, I do feel this way, I do think this way. And then go down the rabbit hole talking out loud. It's very important. You have to say it out loud. Talking out loud, what exactly hurt you? What exactly this thought and this feeling lead you to something else? I want you to imagine that you're walking down a spiral staircase. Let's say you're at the main floor, and you go four flights down on the spiral staircase. And right when you get to the bottom floor, boom, you hit the bottom floor. Right when you hit the bottom floor, you take a deep breath, you wait a moment, and then you walk back up the spiral staircase. The reason why I use this analogy is because when I'm asking you to say it's true, it does suck. My feelings are hurt. I do feel like I'm overweight. I'm mad at myself that I don't eat or exercise, or that I look a certain way. It's true. This is how I feel. once you are saying all those things, you're walking down that spiral staircase, and you'll know, all my clients found this out. They get to a certain point, and right when they get to a certain point, they're going, they just take a deep breath because they just vented out all these things that people have been saying to them and they've been critical of themselves about. They take a deep breath, and then they say the second part, which is the replace part. And they say this, however, the reality of it is that kid has got a horrible hairdo. That kid sucks at math, as the teachers always hate him. That kid's always getting kicked out of school. That kid's stuck up and nobody really likes him. They just pretend they like him because they're really rich. What I'm telling you to do is you face that it sucks, what is happening to you, and then you replace it with something called reality. Your feelings and your thoughts about what other kids and what other people are telling you, 100% true, and they're true and they're real. If you get your feelings hurt and you cry, that is real. And what they said to you doesn't actually make that real, doesn't make that reality, but it did really hurt you. So that's why you have to understand that your feelings are real and they're not necessarily reality. So when you say, yeah, it sucks, I feel overweight, they're making fun of me, I hate it, it's horrible, take a deep breath, and you say, however, the reality of it is, those kids don't know me. Those kids are punks. Those kids don't respect anyone. They treat everybody else like that. Or the reality of it is I don't want those kids as my friends anyways. Or let's say it's part of your friend group. Well, then you have to be really honest with yourself. That's true. I do hate it when my friends say that. And the reality of it is I have to be honest with myself. They're not that good of friends. I'm going to have to go tell them that I don't like that. Now, I would suggest if your kid does want to do that, have them tell their friends one-on-one. Don't go to a whole friend group and don't put in a group chat. Do it one-on-one with people. See, a lot of times people, they can have beef with people. Like these kids that are making fun of this teenage girl, I think she's a teenager, these kids making fun of her, they're hating on her because they're tired of being the only person that they hate. Those same kids look in the mirror, they hate their zits, they hate their nose, their eyebrows, they hate things about themselves, and they're so frustrated and angry that they can't control certain things that they're gonna say it to her. But you know what they're not gonna say? They're not gonna say it face-to-face, one-on-one with her. They're gonna say it in a group when she's walking by. They're gonna poke little comments, or they'll make a joke, and if this girl gets mad about it, they go, oh, we're just joking, you know, quit being so serious about it. That's how it's gonna go. So facing it, it's true. I get it, yeah, it's real. Replacing with this, it can be real as far as it hurt my feelings. I don't like it, but it doesn't have to be real in reality. And for some of my clients that have actually had this issue, specifically teenagers, you can get made fun of something, but guess what? If you are working your butt off, if you are trying to lose weight, like let's say it's a lose weight thing. If you're trying to lose weight, if you're exercising, you're dialing it in, and you start to feel some progress and making progress, you don't have to have a perfect body type. You don't have to have a six pack. You don't have to be your ideal version of yourself. You just have to be improving and getting better to be able to thwart off and be able to push off negative energy and to not accept that type of vibe and that type of comment from someone. When you know that you could be doing better, when you're having a bad day, when you're already down on yourself about those things, that's when it's gonna hit a lot harder. That's when it's gonna be harder to fight those thoughts off. So the third part of it, because it's the face, the replace, and then the connection, or as I like to call it, take action. The third part of it is you gotta go do whatever you said in that second part. So if you say, I don't care about those kids, I don't like them anyways, what they say to me doesn't matter, okay? Well then, next time they see you, and they say, hey, and they poke fun of you, by the way, very clever client of mine a long time ago, she was getting bullied and made fun of by some frenemies, and she decided with my help, because I like helping my clients learn how to talk trash back to defend themselves, not to talk trash back to pick a fight, but if someone's being mean to you and talking to you, there's a clever way that you can talk back to them without starting confrontation, but can definitely make it a whole lot better for you, because if you have a good comeback, it's not likely that people are gonna keep on messing with you. So her frenemies were always poking at her like going, oh, what's up? Like, oh, we'll have her do it because she's the strongest one, or she's going to stay in the back because she's bigger than all of us. So from then on, every time her friends made fun of her, she gave them a compliment. But it was a very passive-aggressive compliment, and it sounded like this. Her one friend poked fun of her, was like, oh, yeah, she needs to stay in the back because she's bigger than all of us. She sits in front of us, you know, ha, 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 ha. This girl looked at her and said, oh, my goodness. Hey, can I buy some of your Girl Scout cookies? Because obviously you're the last Girl Scout. You're so sweet. You're so kind. thank you. Everybody stopped and looked at the girl and they're like, oh, yeah, that wasn't cool that you said that, and it made her look stupid. From then on, she got really good at when her friends would make fun of her, they'd make fun of her, even if it was about her weight, about anything else. She'd look at them and say, you're kind, you're sweet, you're loyal, and you never talk trash about your friends. So to this father, face, replace, connect sounds like this. It's true. It sucks. I wish these kids weren't being mean and stupid. However, I don't like those kids. I don't want to be friends with them. The friends that I think are cool would never hang out with them anyways. And those kids, they got their own issues to deal with. Look at them. They're not perfect. They're not this. Point out some of their insecurities. And then the next step is next time you see them in public, whatever, if they say anything to you, you either ignore it or walk away, or you be clever and look and do like a yawn and like, oh, like a brush off your shoulder and just say something out loud like, man, isn't it funny when people try to be funny and it's just not funny? Yeah. And just keep on walking. You can get better at comebacks. You can get better at being clever if you're honest with yourself about the real situation. And by the way, for those of you, if this actually does hit home with you and you don't like your weight, you don't like where you're at, and you want to improve it, work your butt off to improve it. Ask the help of your parents. If your parents want to help you out, say, help me out. You guys motivate me, work out. Let's go shop together. Let's buy stuff together. Again, you don't have to be in great shape. You don't have to be amazing with a six pack. You just have to be getting better and working on it. Because if you're working hard on something like losing weight and people make fun of it, trust me, shame recognizes shame and game recognizes game. That means the people who are also insecure about something, they're going to poke fun at your weight. But the people who are working hard at getting better at their weight and their body type, whatever, they're going to notice your goals. They're going to notice the strides that you made, and they're going to give you compliments about it. And that's going to make you feel 10 times better than any of those insults could make you feel worse. Well, you guys, as always, remember to follow OG Therapy and all the podcast app platforms out there and all social media, especially even go to TikTok. We've got some great social health information. So follow Social Health Initiative on TikTok, I should say. So OG Therapy is on TikTok, but follow OG Therapy on all the other platforms and Social Health Initiative on the other platforms as well, because Social Health Initiative is an official sponsor here of this podcast. And until next time, be cool.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.